my friend.
Kevin and Bean. The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Last night was something that was advertised on CNN as being groundbreaking. It was another of the goddamn presidential debates, this time for the Democratic candidates. And there's like 30 of them or something like that. And the election's like a freaking year and a half away. And frankly, I don't care.
How's it groundbreaking then?
Well, they say it's groundbreaking because many of the questions were asked. Anderson Cooper was the moderator of the event, and he did the follow-up questions. But a lot of the original questions were asked instead of by journalists or instead of by the moderator. They were asked through YouTube. People submitted their questions to the candidates. And I guess it was a little different in that rather than having Anderson Cooper say there and go, John Edwards, what do you think about gay marriage? This time you have a lesbian couple on the YouTube video saying, hey, why can't we get married? They tried to make it a little bit more personal and give people the opportunity to ask questions that were important to them in their lives. You know, rather than just say, hey, what are you going to do about Iraq? You have on a guy who says, hey, I've already lost one son in the war. How are you going to make it so that I don't lose another one? You know, right. So it was a little more personal in that way. But most of the questions, I mean, just because a guy is dressed up in an ostrich suit in front of the White House doesn't make his question any better. You know what I mean?
Really?
So I watched some of that, and it was fine. But who cares this far out? I mean, who's even thinking about who they're going to vote for in November of 08, right? It just seems like a colossal waste of time and money. But some people are into it. So instead, what I did is I went to YouTube yesterday, and I sifted through several hundred of the submissions from which they were drawing the questions that ended up on the TV. Now,
people could watch the questions that they didn't even use.
Yes, you could post your own YouTube question to the candidates, and then they would draw from those for the television show. But I was far more interested in the wackos. I was far more interested in the people who didn't get their questions on TV. For instance, you know, a lot of people had very specialized interests. They asked questions that probably nobody else was asking of these candidates.
I'd like to pose a question, if I could, if I had the opportunity, to all of the presidential candidates right now. And it would be this. What are you going to do about the well-documented possibility of a strong hurricane hitting New York City and possibly submerging much of it? Have you or your advisors even begun to think about this incredibly alarming scenario?
Now, that's a question, for instance, I don't think is going to make the TV. What are you going to do if a giant hurricane hits New York City?
And puts it underwater.
Yeah, not something maybe a lot of the candidates are thinking about.
By the way, he said well-documented fact.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Some of these people are really into their causes. There's a guy who I found on the YouTube yesterday who was dressed in all military fatigues with a Confederate flag hanging behind him as he asked this question. You tell me if he doesn't have something planned.
I'm Delta DJ from Delta, Alabama. How are you doing? Well, my main concern is the media. You know, the media could take a murderer and make him famous overnight. I think the media should tell the news and not promote violence. If there's a shooting, the media should stay out of it and not let the people inside the house know what's going on. Let them know all the police positions. Let them know everything that's going on. My question is, what can we do about the media to stop a lot of this nonsense?
Wow. Okay, here's a guy who clearly has a plan to shoot up a house or kidnap somebody or have some sort of an armed barricade, wants to make sure the TV isn't there describing what's going on. This guy is planning ahead, isn't
he? Yeah, that guy is bad news right there.
Oh, my God.
Way bad
Remember
news.
Remember the Minority Report where they would arrest people before things happen? That's what they need to do with that guy.
Yeah, absolutely right. All right, some people got creative. I don't know how – I guess this is just a frustration for this young woman, but she's real upset about the outsourcing of labor to India, and here's how she described that problem.
Yeah.
Are you going to help to stop telephone outsourcing? I can't understand a single word that they are voicing. Don't understand a word that I have heard. Telephone outsourcing.
And she went on like that for some time. Telephone outsourcing apparently is her big problem. For some reason, they didn't use that one on CNN.
That's why they don't put us in charge of this, because that person would go right to the top.
That question would have made the broadcast.
And I would have made everyone sing it. Sing along if you know it.
Mm-hmm. Talking about last night's CNN YouTube debate with the Democratic candidates. Now, here's a woman who had a reasonable question, but then in the middle of it, it's very funny because she forgets who the question is for. She forgets who she's talking to.
Hi, my name is Zoe Nicholson. I'm from Newport Beach, California. This is a question for John Edwards. I see that you were born in South Carolina and represented the people of North Carolina, but in fact, neither of those two states have ratified the Equal Rights Amendment. And I'd like to know, whoever you are, what the f*** are you going to do about it?
That one didn't make the TV.
Now, here's a guy. Bad ones then.
Here's a guy thinking ahead toward the potential President Clinton administration, and he sees an angle for him.
Hi, my name's John Darden, and I'm not wearing a shirt.
Okay, he really wasn't wearing a shirt. So already, I love this dude.
My question's for Hillary Clinton. Given the precedent set by previous Clinton administrations, I was wondering, could I be your intern?
Yeah.
Joe Biden, same question.
Joe Biden, same question.
Brock, I'll just be a regular intern, Brock. Sorry.
Yeah, he doesn't have designs on Barack, I'm sorry to say. All right, now here's someone. This isn't as much a question as it is, I think, just an endorsement. Also a big fan of Senator Clinton's.
Be all that you can be. Oh, yeah. Keep on reaching. Keep on growing. Be all that you can be. Hillary Clinton. Because we need you in the White House.
Is this the new age of American politics or what?
Why don't they pick any of these interesting ones to add? People would watch.
How great could that show have been if we were in charge of picking the clips? There's like 3,000 clips submitted to YouTube, by the way. And I already went through like 300 of them. So you know there's a lot more out there. All right. Here's my favorite guy. And we may even need to try to get him on the phone. This guy seems like he could be a political correspondent for the Kevin and Bean Show. His name is Ted Huntington. And I think he was with Laguna Beach. And I swear to you guys, he must have submitted 50 questions for the candidates. Here's an example of some of them.
Ted Huntington, Irvine, California.
Irvine, yeah.
Do you view the moon and Mars as the next new world to colonize with cities?
Okay, so I saw that question from Ted, and I thought, well, it's a little bit far out. It's a little crazy, but, you know, there are people who are into stuff like that. But then he comes back with another one.
Ted Huntington, Irvine, California. Do you believe that Michael Pupin at Columbia University figured out how to see what a brain's eyes see from behind the head in infrared light way back in 1910?
How is that a question for a presidential debate? And then Ted Huntington from Irvine.
Ted Huntington, Irvine, California. Do you think it may someday be possible for humans to see, hear, and send images and sounds back and forth to each other's brains without using a telephone by just thinking back and forth?
I'd like to hear what Senator Gravel of Alaska has to say about that. And there's like 50 more if you want to check out Ted.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. We do need to talk to that guy.
We got
to
call that dude. And here's my final clip. And this is your guy, Kevin. This is the guy who he's like a minute away from being the Unabomber. I mean, he is just he's got the long gray beard. And he looks like he's in a little shack. And you can tell he's got problems. And he's your guy because he's talking about the black ops.
To the next president, I have a quick question. How do you plan to undo the black operation that's taken control of your government and given it to the unelected group behind the World War II finance of both the Nazis and the Allies?
What?
And how do you plan to bring truth back to your democracy when you haven't actually got a democracy?
Yeah.
Are you going to back a law, an amnesty law for those who are politically blackmailed over pedophile snuff movies?
Wait a
Have
minute.
A nice day.
Hold on a sec. Pedophile snuff movies? What? Have a nice day.
How about some focus here, dude?
Where's this guy coming from?
You're right. That's my people. I love that guy.
I don't want that guy on the debate. I want that guy in the debate. He's my dude.